Time now, the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Tom, all summers go fast, but this one to me seemed to go really, really fast. How was your summer?
It went really fast, Schultzy. No, you know, it was a good summer. I think they're all good. I think it's time for, you know, our players, our coaches, our fans, everybody just to kind of decompress and enjoy your time in the off season. And I think we all did that. But also, it does go fast. And it also gets to the point where you're ready to play hockey and you're ready to get back into a routine.
Another year with another new coach. We'll start off with the one that Eddie's replacing in Teddy Belisle. How happy are you for him to get the call to the NHL?
Well, I think it's a great move for Teddy, and I'm so happy for him. I think the biggest bonus for Teddy is he can stay in Bemidji. And he didn't have to relocate, and he's here. He's basically doing the same stuff he did with us, other than he's doing college free agency. So it's a great step up for Teddy. It's something different, and he was with us a long time, and I just think, again, it's great for his career.
What was the process in hiring Eddie Olczyk?
Well, basically what we did, Schultz, it was an emergency hire, but we also talked to a lot of different people. I actually brought, you know, quite a few people in, and we did interviews. And I did not know who I was going to hire. I wanted to make sure that we brought people in. We did our due diligence. And at the end of the day, everybody did a phenomenal job. And I just felt, again, Eddie has experience at Niagara, at Utica. He loves to be on the road, and he was a recruiter there, and I just felt again that he was the right hire at this time.
You went from one of the most tenured staffs with Teddy and Bert to now one of the youngest. How has fresh blood changed what you guys do on a day-to-day basis?
Well, I just think, again, I don't know if it really changes how much we do. It just basically, again, it's there's different sounding boards, different ways to skin a cat. And I think those things are always positive. I mean, we're doing a few things different tactically. We're doing a few things different at practice. But it's just good. It's good for me, and it's good for the players. I think, again, change is healthy. Change is healthy, and as much as you hate to see guys go, it's going to happen. It's all part of life that people are going to go move to different jobs, and obviously other people are going to come into different jobs. And I don't care if it's hockey. I don't care if it's your world or anybody's world, for that matter.
With the changes in overtime in the point system, what, if anything, changes in how you go about coaching a game?
Doesn't change, Schultzy, at all. I mean, it's the same 65-minute game that we always had, I don't think anything changes. And then if you go to 3-on-3, you're just flipping the coin and letting them play. I mean, there's a few nuances that you have to do with your 3-on-3, but, I mean, you can't overcoach. At that time, you got to let the players – the players are just going to make the – they're going to make the decisions, and there's just a couple different things you got to watch out for. One is you just got to hit the net on 3-on-3. And the other thing is you got to wedge. And wedging is just – you got to make sure that you don't overcommit to the puck because, again, you're giving up too much ice. You better one guy in the middle of the rink and try to keep the puck in one half of the rink defensively. Other than that, just play.
Last game that you guys played last year was the last ref by Butch Marceau. What are you going to remember most about him?
Well, Butchie, the way he related to the players and the coaches, he just had an unbelievable personality. It was infectious. You're always happy when Butchie was reffing a game because, again, I think the relationships that Butchie had, not only with the coaches but also with the players, were more important than the game itself, and that's the way it should be.
Fourth Coach Ceratori, when we return, the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori on a Bowling Green. How are they similar to last year? How are they different? If you can even tell on limited amount of video.
Yeah, Schultz, it's hard. They are who they are, though. Everybody's got a couple staples. And, everybody has the way they want to play. So they're not going to change too much. You know, we want to play more up-tempo. We want to play fast. We want to pressure the puck. They want to grind it out. They want to make sure that they have a good half-court game. They're good below the dots, good below the goal line. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. They're very conscientious defensively. So that's kind of their MO, and that's the way they're going to play.
You have some size in the freshman class. Sum up for the listeners what this class brings.
Well, I think, again, it brings a little bit of a variety. Hampus Sjödahl, is a big guy. He's 6'2", centerman, so he's a big guy up the middle. Dylan McCrory, he's a little undersized, so he's kind of, one of our, he scoots around and he's got pretty good legs and he's got a pretty good skill set. And then we have Adam Brady, who's injured, and I don't know if we'll see Braves this year, but Braves is just a You know, he's just a well-rounded player, and he's a six-footer. And that's all we really have for freshmen right now, Schultz, up front. And then, of course, we have Jack Berger on the back line, which he's in Netson. He's 6'5", so he's a big guy. And, you know, and then we've got Zach Whitecloud at, 6'2", on the back line, and Tommy Muck at, 5'10". So, you know, there's a little, you know, I think they all bring a little bit something different. And I like right now what we see so far in that freshman class.
How many of them are going to see ice time this weekend?
I would say right. Well, for tonight, Dylan's going to play, and Hampus is going to play, and Zach's going to play. Tommy's going to play tomorrow. So, for sure, four of them right there.
You have four goalies on the roster. What challenge does that pose?
It's challenging, Schultz. I mean, I think I might have had it one other time. But it's tough because you have to really make sure that everybody obviously gets their reps in practice, and that's the biggest thing. So right now we're just kind of going week by week and seeing how it's going to work out right here. But it's not ideal, Schultz. You know, three goalies is the ideal situation, but that's just the dilemma we're in this year.
Charlie O'Connor, Nate Arnson, Brendan Harms, your captains. I'm sure it's happened before, but I don't remember a time that you haven't had a defenseman as a captain. What do these three bring to that role as captain?
Well, I just think, again, they bring a lot of different things, but they're just they're people that do the right thing on the ice. They do the right thing off the ice. I like how they relate to the players. I like their demeanor. They're calm. They're professional. They're mature. They're all very good students. I just they do things the right way, I guess, Schultze, at the end of the day, and that's what you want out of your leadership group.
Do they relate well to the defensemen?
I guess I would think so. You hope so. I mean, we're a tight team, so you hope so. But it's not like I'm sitting there analyzing what goes on in the locker room. But I think, yeah, I mean, they live with, they live with obviously some of them. And I think, a team's a team. I think it doesn't matter if you're a goalie or a defenseman and a forward. I think, again, it's a group that comes together. I think it's a group that does a lot of things together. And I just don't think that you separate by position in hockey. It's such a team-oriented game, and that's how our guys look at it, and that's how I look at it.
What's the biggest challenge of game number one?
I think the biggest challenge is I don't want the guys to overthink. I want them just to play, because if you start thinking too much and you're worried about structure, then you're not playing fast. So that's the one thing we try to tell our guys so far: don't overthink. If you're going to make a mistake, make an aggressive mistake. But Rome wasn't built in a day, and we're not. And a hockey team's not built in a week. And there's a long season. Just the only thing you do is just make sure you play hard, make sure you play smart. Other than that, I'm not trying to overload them at all, Schultze.
Best of luck.
Thanks, pal.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.